Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. On this rather unique 4th of July weekend, we are given a beautiful gospel account on this Sunday. It's taken from Matthew chapter 11, and it's worth our attention. Jesus, we find here, invites. He invites us to himself, and he provides an instrument for our salvation. First, the invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful not just in the content of those words, but knowing the one who speaks them. This is Jesus Christ. This is God, the Son of God, inviting all who are burdened, all who are weary, to come. You know, so many people give us that invitation. Advertisers up and down human history are always begging for our attention, saying, come, and they're making promises. And some of them are fulfilled, but many of them are not. Here is the word of God. Here is Jesus. And his word always brings fulfillment. He is the faithful Son. He is the incarnate one. And it is he who speaks these words to us today. Come. Come to me, all you who labor, all who find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Jesus is faithful to his promise, and the promise he makes today is so beautiful. In giving us this promise of rest, it's interesting what he then speaks of. He speaks not of a pillow or of a retreat house, but he actually speaks of an instrument of work, a yoke. We know that a yoke is a farm instrument, usually a piece of wood laid on the back of an ox. And that piece of wood attaches to the ox a plow instrument, whether it's a plow or something else. But it also attaches the ox to other ox. The yoke is an instrument of connection. And when Jesus speaks of a yoke, he speaks of his yoke, which he describes as being easy. In the Greek, this word for easy means to be tailor-made, to be well-fit. Take my yoke upon you, which is easy, which is fit for you, and which makes your burden light. My friends, in speaking these words to us, Jesus is giving us an incredible gift, an instrument by which we can be part of his work, an instrument through which we can be connected to him, an instrument by which we can be in right relationship with others. And that is what we need, to be connected with the Lord, to be in right relationship with one another, to have the work made easy. And once we are yoked to Christ in this way, then we can begin to learn. And Jesus has much to teach us. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, he says. My friends, today, the yokes that are on people's necks can be quite heavy. And oftentimes, they are frustrated. It's worth listening to what Jesus speaks of today and thinking of what type of yoke he offers. One that makes our burden light. One that is tailor-made. One that unites us to him and to others in right relationship. St. Francis de Sales, in speaking of the cross, speaks of the cross as being something that is tailor-made for each of us. We each have our own crosses. We each have our own pieces of wood that are on our neck. But I'd like to offer you this reflection from Francis de Sales, which speaks of the cross as a tailor-made yoke through which we can find peace. Francis de Sales wrote, "The Everlasting Father has in his wisdom foreseen from eternity the cross that he now presents to you as a gift from his inmost heart. This cross he now sends to you he has considered with his all-knowing eyes, understood with his divine mind, tested with his wise justice, warmed with loving arms, and weighed with his own hands, to see that it be not 1 inch too large and not 1 ounce too heavy for you. He has blessed it with his holy name, anointed it with his grace, perfumed it with his consolation, taken one last glance at you and your carriage, and then sent it to you from heaven, a special greeting from God to you, an alms of the all-merciful love of God." My friends, the crosses that we face, the love of God himself, the person of Jesus, he invites us today to come to him and to find rest. Today, let us respond to that call and let us find in him the mission, the peace, the fulfillment for which we were made. God be with you today.